It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already October 26th and 27th. Halloween is upon us. Where did the month of October go? I can tell you the fall foliage was awesome. Right outside my window at Northeast Delta Dental, the traffic over Columbus Day weekend was incredible from basically Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So hopefully everybody enjoyed their October. And for my running friends, I just want to put a big shout out and thank you for participating in the Northeast Delta Dental New England Half Marathon running from Loudoun to Concord. I made the trip very slowly, but did it. And also a big thank you to those of you that participated in the James Foley Freedom Run on October 19th, as well as the Halloween 5K for fundraiser for animals, and that was at Delta Dental Stadium on Saturday, October 19th. And of course, making strides on October 20th, I always see the sea of pink, and I enjoyed walking, you know, with my colleagues. But this weekend, we're going to be focusing on the Kimball Jenkins Estate, and with me is Althea Barton, who's the Director of Outreach and Development, and her colleague, Mike Howard. Thank you, Althea and Mike, for joining me. I know it wasn't really a long walk to the studio, but thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.
Let me kick it off to Althea. So tell us, I know you joined fairly recently, 2017, so tell us what your responsibilities are and your past background.
Hi, and thank you so much for having us on the show today.
Of course.
I'm the Director of Outreach and Development at Kimball Jenkins. And I'm responsible for funding for programs and operations and for stewardship of this property, which is a historic resource. Prior to coming to Kimball Jenkins, I was a documentary filmmaker. I did a number of documentaries with local themes, including the Mosaic 250 for the Concord 250 event.
Which was awesome, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I've served on various boards in development. And I come from New York City, so I worked there for an international bank.
Great. You don't have that New York accent, though, but we'll talk about that later. But you've lived in Barcelona, right?
I've lived in Barcelona, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Kyoto.
Wow. And, of course, you enjoy playing tennis. And, of course, you were telling me before we got on the air that you were actually named after Althea Gibson. So that's quite appropriate that you like tennis, right?
There you go.
All right. So, Mike, so you're a graduate of New Hampshire Institute of Art. So tell us how you got involved with Kimball Jenkins.
Yeah. So I'm a visual artist living here in Concord. And I'm actually the artist in residence at Kimball Jenkins right now and an instructor.
That's impressive. Congrats.
Thank you so much. So I kind of stumbled into the situation a little bit. I started renting a studio at Kimball Jenkins from an exhibition I had, mutual friends of Kimball Jenkins. And I started teaching there soon after. And in 2016, I started living on site and working in the studio in the mansion.
Wow, that's awesome. And the website is kimballjenkinsalloneword.com, and that will become appropriate when we ask for volunteer and financial support. Let's, Althea, let's get back to you and talk about the history. One of the things I've learned by doing this show is that people in New Hampshire sometimes don't recognize the jewel that they have right in the midst. You know, whether it's that they've never climbed the flume or been to the Discovery Center. So who knows who's been to the Kimball Jenkins Estate in the history. So why don't you get a little bit into the history as well as what your mission and vision are.
Sure, I would love to. And you're right. I think that a lot of people, in fact, 50 or 60,000 people pass Kimball Jenkins every day, and many of them may see parts of it and not quite understand what's going on there or have the whole picture. It's located at exit 17 off of I-93 or 393. And it's at the southernmost end of the Concord Historic District, which ends at the other end at Franklin Pierce Manse. So that may help you to locate it in your mind. As you drive by, what you see is a beautiful brick We call it the Mansion. It's an 1882 high Victorian Gothic house. And you also see the Yellow House, which is where we have our art studios and our art program. And in between those is a huge sycamore tree. That may be something that people will remember. It has an all-white trunk and branches, and it's very striking. So that is the Kimball Jenkins campus.
Okay, tell us about the Kimball family.
So the Kimball family came here in the 1700s. They were one of Concord's founding families. And the first settler from the Kimball family was Deacon John Kimball. He was a furniture maker, among other things, and he actually made a desk, a maple desk, which is now at the New Hampshire Historical Society. And he made it for someone you may know, General John Stark, perhaps the most famous general from New Hampshire. John Stark is famous because he wrote the words "Live Free or Die," which is the New Hampshire motto, and we believe that he may have written those words at the desk that was made by the original first Kimball, who settled the property.
Wow. So, Mike, back to you. So, what is it like living in this kind of historical mansion?
Surreal. Absolutely surreal. Wow. There's something every time I go up to my studio. If you haven't been to Kimball Jenkins Estate, it has some of the most elaborate, beautiful woodwork and actually like carved marble mantles. And it really, honestly, every time I'm there, every day, it still takes my breath away. You're walking up the stairs and it feels like something out of a
movie. Does it give you added inspiration?
Oh, absolutely. I think there is something working in a place that is a work in art in and of itself, and making art in that place, that it's a really beautiful relationship.
Great. So back to you, Althea. So we'll circle back to the mission and vision, but you are a 501c3 not-for-profit, and of course you've received corporate funding not only from Delta Dental, but Rath, Young, Pignatelli, Merrimack County Savings Bank, Lincoln Financial, et cetera. So if I'm a corporation or an individual listening to this, do I just contact you or go on the website, kimballjenkins.com, to be get my employees involved as volunteers or to be a financial supporter? How would that work?
Right, so I appreciate the question, and we really do appreciate the support from Northeast Delta Dental. Supporters like this are crucial to our mission because, as you can imagine, anyone who owns a house knows how expensive it is to maintain a house, and this is a priceless art treasure, just the buildings themselves, and we... So we do rely on community funding. People can go to our website, kimballjenkins.com. There's a tab for annual fund, and if anyone would like to make a donation, they can make it there. There are also places for business sponsorships and other ways of contributing to our mission.
Perfect. So my CEO friends out there urge you to be part of Kimball Jenkins. So how about, I know I have gone to a number of social events there, different organizations. How does that work? You rent out the space for an evening or something like that? How does that work?
We do. We have an active rental arrangement, and anyone can come and say, well, I would like to have a wedding there, or I would like to have a meeting with my nonprofit. We have... all you have to do is call the office. That number is 603-225-3932. And we can set you up with a variety of different spaces. Some of them are in the mansion, so they're very, very elegant spaces. And the other space that we often rent out is the Carriage House, which is a popular venue for meetings and other celebrations.
I go to the Carriage House a lot for different events. So back to you, Mike. So you're regionally acclaimed, and you have other professional artists in the incubator space. So do you mingle with those folks, and you get collaborate on inspiration, or how does that all work?
Yeah, I mean, the art community is a very inclusive and really tight-knit community. We really wouldn't exist without each other. There is something about art that it's a very collaborative effort to make things happen. So I'm always keeping in touch with artists. And I think Kimball Jenkins has also done an awesome job with building a community and teaching people about art, because it's a very rewarding profession to be in.
Absolutely. So in the spirit of transparency, I'm chair of the New Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts. And, of course, we've had meetings at the Carriage House. And obviously, from a macro perspective, obviously very supportive. So let's get back to your specific mission, which is we exist to enable people within our region to pursue activities that enrich their lives and contribute to the cultural well-being of the community as a whole. So I'm a big believer in arts, civility. It's why we're humans, but there's also, of course, an economic component as well. So tell us a little bit about that, Althea, in terms of, how do you live this mission and vision every day?
Yeah, that's a great question. We think of it as, we are here to benefit the community. We have programs in addition to the classes, which Mike will describe later, which are classes at the School of Art. We have other programs that are free and that welcome people from the general community. For example, we have a teen mentoring class that combines art and teen mentoring and mentoring for teenagers who are facing challenges in their lives, whether it's school or at home. We give them a place to go after school, and the results of that program have just been astounding. I mean, we've had kids who come in and just feel like it's Kimball Jenkins is a refuge for them. They've never been in a place like that before. They discover things about themselves through the art and conversation that they never knew before. It's very powerful.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend, October 26th and 27th, with me is Althea Barton and Mike Howitt from Kimball Jenkins Estate. And I'm going to turn it over right to Mike to talk about the classes, that occur at Kimball Jenkins. So go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so we have a diverse range of classes for all ages. And they range from your usual painting, drawing, but we also are expanding into printmaking, which is really exciting, and also fiber arts. And we have a really broad range of programs, and it's very inclusive. All ages are welcome to come and learn about art. It's a really rewarding thing.
Think you could teach me how to finger paint?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. I'm going to count on that.
All ages and abilities.
Okay, yes, okay, good. And abilities.
Perfect. I needed the latter and the former. So the website is kimballjenkins.com. Althea, why don't you talk about some of the volunteer opportunities that might be someone's listening to this, and whether they're, a renowned artist, whether they're a talented artist, or whether, like me, a neophyte at it. Now, what are some of the volunteer opportunities?
Sure. Well, there are opportunities to participate and volunteer. So if you're not up for taking an art class, you can come and attend an exhibit. We have some volunteer opportunities around that. We also throw events throughout the year, so we need greeters and guides and people who can help us out with events. We have historic gardens on the estate, so we're always looking for people who are interested in gardening. And we've actually started a history club because there's really very little in Concord that where people can engage in local history. And yet Concord has such a rich history. So we've started a club to research and bring out that history and interpret it. And that will lead to historic tours that we'll be giving at Kimball Jenkins and throughout the historic district.
Great. Again, the website is KimballJenkins, all one word, .com. Could you guys also talk about the summer art camps and how they reach, our diverse populations?
Sure. So we have a very popular summer art camp program. There are 250 to 300 kids, and we have 11 weeks, all with different themes. It might be based on a particular artist, or it's a Harry Potter camp, all different kinds of themes. There are camps for children and also for teenagers. We have a high percentage of kids in the camps are on scholarships, so we work really hard to raise funds to be able to give scholarships to kids who might not otherwise get to camp. I mean, there are kids even in Concord who live in apartments, and for them to come to Kimball Jenkins and even go to camp and then hang out during breaks under the huge trees that we have there, it's like they're off in the country somewhere. So we're really happy to be able to give that. And that's another opportunity for people to donate if giving back to kids who might not have the opportunity to go to camp normally is something that interests you. You can donate for that as well at KimballJenkins.com.
Great. Again, that website is KimballJenkins.com. Mike, back to you. So you mentioned about the printmaking and the etching process, so and as well as you have a learn to draw program. So maybe start with the second one first. So take me, for example. I don't draw. So what's like the first day of the class? What do you do?
Yeah, I think the first thing I do is really get people to kind of lose their expectations of themselves, which is sounds weird. But I think, like you mentioned, I think a lot of people think they can't.
Right.
I can't be an artist.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I did something that I always say, I was chair of the State Board of Education. I always said, to parents, don't say to your kids, I was never good at math, don't worry about it, because that heightens their expectation that they're not going to be good at math. So, yeah, I'm glad you called me on that, because, we can all do something, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us, first day, there's six or seven people like me, so what do you do?
Yeah, so I think lose expectations, because, everybody can draw. Whether you know it or not, you absolutely can. And second thing is just art and drawing is really about learning to see. So I start with some exercises that kind of make your hand and your eye work together at the same time. And I'm not a teacher that kind of goes with how to draw an X, Y, or Z, how to draw a tree or a cat or anything. I'm more of just learning to see and understand what's in front of you and how to translate that to paper.
And you're not grading anybody, so you can all have fun, right?
And that's one of the great things about Kimball Jenkins, too, is because there's no grades, I think it gives students a permission to really experiment and explore and not feel compelled to, make something specific, to just really come and make art and learn about how to.
Now, October is a pretty exciting month for you. Why don't you comment, who thought of the Roaring Twenties fundraiser? I always love the Roaring Twenties, as well as the Where Art and History Meet. I know those have come and gone, but tell us how those ideas percolated and how they went.
Well, the Roaring Twenties, Downton Abbey is very popular right now. The movie has come out recently, and if you are a fan of Downton Abbey, you will love Kimball Jenkins, because it really is kind of Concord's Downton Abbey. We have sort of an upstairs, downstairs. There's a cellar where the servants would have been. There's an attic where Carolyn Jenkins, who is the person who donated the house and the grounds to the community, where she had a swing. So you can kind of pretend that you're at Downton, and Carolyn Jenkins, who left Kimball Jenkins to the community in 1981 when she passed away, she was into the performing arts. So she loved costumes. She was a very, very vivacious woman, and we think that the Roaring Twenties theme and dressing up a little bit and coming out for a dinner is a something that she would have loved. I will say too that we have had dinners before. You mentioned kind of the perspective of someone who maybe has been in business, who may not be that willing to let loose and try out an art class. We have had dinners with business people where we offered them a surprise art class right before dinner. We gave them a glass of wine and then had them enter into an art class. And it is transformative, really. They have left feeling inspired and loosened up in a way that that maybe nothing else besides art could do.
So. That's so true. And so that just reminds me to tell the audience that for weddings, celebrations, meetings, you know, retreats for business people, definitely contact KimballJenkins.com. Now, one thing back to you, Mike. So we have six painters participated on Friday, October 18th, including Barb Larson, who's a good friend of mine. So if I'm a painter, I mean, and if I want to exhibit at the mansion, how does that work?
Yeah, so we have plans for upcoming. There's no concrete plans yet, but for juried exhibitions, we'll be kind of accepting submissions. We tend to do kind of invitational shows. There are occasionally other types of shows and things like that. So really contact us, and we try to exhibit a broad range of artists. So yeah, just get in touch.
Great.
We also have student shows twice a year. So if you take a class, you can submit something for the student show.
That's awesome. So now we have to get back to the reality. I like to say I'm involved with a lot of not-for-profits. No money, no mission. So let's talk about the capital campaign. And I know you, in 2018, you got a nice grant from the Land and Community Heritage Investment Program. But of course, you also need other funds. So tell us how the capital campaign is going.
The capital campaign is going great. So the project there is to restore the roof of the mansion. It's made of slate. And slate, if you take care of it, will last for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's stone. So, but it does need maintenance every 100 years. And this one is due for that. So it's a $400,000 project. It sounds like a lot of money, but if you had to replace an asphalt roof every 25 years, you would be paying a lot more than that. So it's really economical in the long run, and
it's sustainable. I mean, I can't. So this one literally was used for 140 years.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct. And if we take care of it, as I said, it will last for forever, basically.
Well, certainly our lifetime.
That's right.
Good. So how can the community and businesses help close out the capital campaign and help you on this? Just making financial donations? Or?
Yes, and there too you can go to our website at KimballJenkins.com and look for Mansion Restoration. We are accepting contributions. The real public phase of that campaign will start in January. And we are working away at making our match. As you mentioned, we got a $200,000 grant from LCHIP, and that was the largest historic resource grant that LCHIP granted this past year. So we're very, very proud to have that. They recognize the value of Kimball Jenkins as a place and as a historic site, we are sure that we're going to be able to raise the rest of the funds, and the project will take place in the spring.
Super. And again, that's KimballJenkins.com. So in terms of revitalization, so I've been involved with at least two iterations of the I-93 expansion, which, as you know, was right on your doorstep. And of course, I'm involved a little bit with some of the players on the river, Merrimack River Greenway Trail and the Grand State Rail Trail. So how are you guys involved with that?
Well, that is actually a really, really exciting thing. I mean, if you have a concept of where Kimball Jenkins is located, our backyard will run right up along the rail trail. And as you mentioned, there's the Merrimack River Greenway Trail, which will go from the southern border of Concord where it hits Bow to the northern border of Concord, which goes through Penacook and into Bosquin. And that eventually will be connected in 100-mile Granite State Rail Trail, which will span the state of New Hampshire. Kimball Jenkins, I believe, will be a highlight along that trail, so that people will be able to reach us by bicycle, by walking, by, you know, coming from downtown. It's just going to be fabulous.
Good. I'm so glad you're involved with that. So final word from you, Mike. So artist in residence. So did you think when you were a little boy, did you think you'd be living in this mansion doing art? Be honest with me.
No, I didn't think I'd be here 2 years ago, let alone. I remember walking, actually have a pretty vivid memory of walking into the carriage house and just seeing the gallery and said, thinking to myself, I would just sweep the floors to be able to kind of like be involved with this place.
So that's
to now live here is absolutely
It's a great story. I'm so glad you two are the shepherds, stewards of, and shepherding, a lot of processes there. So thank you, Althea and Mike, for joining me this weekend, October 26th and 27th.